This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Breaking news, thanks to Pete. Much appreciate you getting us up to speed with what's going on out at Redskins practice. Bashaud Breeland, as you just heard, booted off the practice field by Jay Gruden. Breeland kicked out of a walkthrough, had an eruption or a disagreement, is what Jones called it, with a teammate and a coach. And so at that point, Jay Gruden comes over, has a few words with him, and kicks him off the field. Breeland stays around on the sideline trying to explain himself. And I guess the reporters overheard him saying he was bringing intensity. And Gruden's point was, there's no need for that. It's a walkthrough. By the way, there is zero intensity in these walkthroughs. Zero. I've been to 175 of them in Richmond and 1,000 of them in my life. You walk around, you go through the motions. Guys are half paying attention and half not. So there would be no real reason why Breeland was overzealous necessarily, purposefully. Apparently, Trent Williams and D'Angelo Hall had a talk with Bashaud Breeland to settle him down after his disruption with Jay Gruden. So a couple things come to mind here. First of all, remember, it was Breeland last year who got kicked out of a practice, according to that Washington Post story, and ended up being consoled in the office of general manager Scott McLuhan. Remember that? When Bruce Allen reportedly got furious that McLuhan had apparently, in his opinion, coddled Bashaud Breeland, and he was upset with the relationship that he had with some of the players, including Breeland, and basically was mad that he was going behind the coaches and having a discussion with a player in his office who had just been booted off the practice field. So this is not the first time that Breeland has had some run-in with this coaching staff. He has had a chip on his shoulder and been irritable with his role here since Josh Norman was signed. The Redskins went out and got Norman, paid him an absorbent amount of money. He makes $20 million against the cap this year, $15 million last year, is one of the best corners in football. At that time, Breeland, when that contract was agreed to, had played two seasons for the Redskins and had missed one game. And he was coming into his own as a terrific young cornerback. Freshman season was really good. Sophomore year even took a step forward, defended six passes, had a couple of picks. Then last year, when they signed Norman, he came out via social media as a then 24-year-old entering his third season and basically said that he didn't like the idea of bringing in Norman, that he was a number one corner, that they didn't have to do that. So he was bothered by that. It carried over. Even though he had a good training camp, he had a preseason that was up and down. Then the week one gave up the two touchdowns to Antonio Brown of the Steelers. A lot of people get beat by him. Then he got torched over and over again on in-breaking routes on third and long by Dez Bryant in week two against the Cowboys. And if you listen to this show all the time, you know that I love Breeland. I think he is a player. I would trade for him in a second if the Redskins put him on the trade block if I ran another team. I think he's a really good number two corner, and he has the upside a couple years from now. He's a free agent at the end of the season, by the way, to become an outstanding cornerback in this league. I think he is a stud in the making. I also readily admit he had a bad year last year. I'm the first one to tell you he completely underperformed a season ago and that he's much better than he played. But now you're starting to get into an issue where he's becoming a problem child potentially, because we've got the report, we've had it for months, that he got kicked out of the practice last year, and it came out well after the fact. Now we know that he's been booted off the field in today's walkthrough. So Jay Gruden's going to have to address that with reporters shortly after today's proceeding ends. And we've got one more thing I haven't gotten into yet, which was earlier today, a couple listeners during the first hour of the show tweeted me that Bashaud Breeland, right before walkthrough, had taken to Twitter and Instagram to post about being annoyed by a quote from Jay Gruden in a CSN Mid-Atlantic story, which he had kind of commented on. But also, apparently, he was mad about the fact that he made it sound like he's not a starter, at least right now. Here was what he said. Character can't be a question, LOL. So what is it? Talent, question mark? Been starting 3 years now, though. What is it, though? Question mark. As I read this again, maybe it's not that he's not starting, but he's wondering why the coach doesn't like him. Because he's, again, reacting to a quote from Jay Gruden about sometimes him overdoing it in practice or little gripes that he had, I guess, about Bashaud Breeland. So he's saying character can't be a question, LOL. So what is it? Talent? Been starting 3 years now. What is it, though? So maybe it's one of two things. He's either saying that he's fallen out of favor and not starting, which I don't think that's what it is, or he's addressing the fact that he's not very popular with either Jay or some of the coaches, but they keep starting me. So what don't you like? What's going on here? I want to get your guys' reactions to this development. The tweet from Breeland first, clearly he was bitter and sucking on a lemon. That was at 10:10 this morning. Their walkthrough started at about 11. Within 10 minutes, he was booted off the field. So he's salty. I mean, this is a guy who is upset with his role, with what's going on here. And remember, he's coming off of a season where he didn't play that well and entering a contract year where he is playing this season for the rest of his career. You only get a few bites at the apple that is a massive contract. If he goes out and shines and plays in 16 games and is lights out opposite Norman at corner, the Redskins may not be able to afford him, but he's going to go somewhere and get marquee money at a position now where cornerbacks make a ton. The cornerback, and the tackle, and the line, and the linebacker coming off the edge. Those are the four players that make the most money on your team. Because the league is about throwing the ball and stopping the pass. Who does that? The quarterback, the receiver. And on defense, the pass rusher and the cornerback. That's why they make all the money right now. Because the rules are defined for those guys to be the best players on your team. What's your take on this? 800-636-1067. My assessment, and this is speculative and on the outside looking in, I'm around the team, obviously, pretty closely from time to time, but I'm far from on the beat, and I'm not there a lot, and I've never asked Jay Gruden specifically about Bashaud Breeland. I don't think he and Breeland get along that well. That's my take. For whatever reason, it seems like they don't have a tight relationship. They don't see eye to eye. And maybe it's more than Jay Gruden, I don't know. I don't know if last year he and Perry Fuel were close. I don't know if right now he and his brand new defensive backs coach, who has coached at the collegiate level and worked with a lot of guys, who I'm sure at times gave him attitude, Florida and Virginia Tech, are getting along better. But I know this is at least the second time that we've heard that a coach has booted Breeland off the practice field. We also know that he didn't like the Norman signing. We also know that he was unhappy before he took the field today about something going on behind the scenes. Now, maybe it's not a lot to worry about because you got 53 guys on your roster when it's all said and done, and right now you got 90, and not everyone's going to like everybody. You don't like your bosses. Many of your bosses don't like you. They keep paying you. You keep showing up. You keep doing your job. That's all that matters. But he's going into a contract year, and my hope is that he's here for a while because I think this is one of the guys you struck gold with in the fourth round. He's a better player than people thought he was going to be when you drafted him. He and Crowder have been steals as mid-round picks. I'd love to see him here for an extended period of time as a starting corner. But two things have to happen to make sure that that's a possibility. One, he's got to play a little better this year. Two, he can't keep acting out like this. You can't get kicked out of practice. I mean, who are you, Cam? In Last Chance U? With Coach Dav Williams? I can't have this. Can't coach with him. Can't win with him. Can't do it. I'll take your calls next. Let's fill them up. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. What is going on with Bashaud Breeland? And after last year's disappointing season, are you still high on him because he played well for 2 years? Or have you completely cooled on him as he's entering the last year here in Washington? Grant and Danny on the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.